attention to the little things in life. The fresh herbs in a salad, the vintage pin on a headband, the hand crocheted throw over the couch, the stickers on an envelope. I just live for the little things. I am a Midwestern mom, a reading specialist, and a Hall & Oates fanatic.
Yes, exactly. A fanatic. Okay. Well, hi, I'm Leah, and I also live for minutiae, Edie. I always notice what people are wearing, and if they've got a haircut or something, you know, a slight adjustment, I'm the first to notice. I'm right in there, you know, giving a compliment. I love to hear little tidbits of gossip. And, you know, even more though, I love to hear bits of good news that I can cling on to, you know, and make my life more worthwhile. And all the small moments, Edie, of my life have added up to this big life adventure I'm having here living in China. I think this is like our 20th year. In between China and Hong Kong. Right now I'm in Beijing. I work here as an international school teacher. I'm also a podcaster, producer of this podcast, and lifelong adventurer.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Martha Stewart's simple hacks. Seriously, they're quite simple. From 25 things about me in Us magazine and making the cut.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
The little things are everything.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
Okay, so in our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So Edie, you go first today.
Okay, I don't usually have a TV recommendation, Leah, but I do. And this TV show was recommended to me many years ago. I think my Uncle Paul recommended it to me like during lockdown, and I'm finally watching it. And it is Making the Cut. It's on Amazon Prime, and it stars Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum.
Oh, okay. Well, gotta love that. So it's about fashion then.
It's about fashion. And I guess in a little bit of fashion gossip, you know, Tim and Heidi left Fashion Runway in kind of a snit. And so this
did
is
they? I don't remember that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was all about, but they left. And now this is their show on Amazon. And some of the things are different about it. Like all of their contestants have to have like fashion brands already. So they all have fashion labels. I find that the contestants aren't nearly as nasty as they were to each other on Fashion Runway. They're a lot nicer. I feel like Heidi and Tim were trying to get that vibe, you know, of the Great British Baking Show or the Great Pottery Throwdown. It does not
be nicer. Yeah.
Yeah, they're nicer, but it does not reach like the Great British Baking Show, you know, vibe thing. And
not that level.
Not that level. And I have to say, I learned so much about how to talk to people by watching how Tim Gunn talks to the contestants. He calls them Tim Talks. I mean, come on. He's such a good listener. He knows how to like ask questions. He's respectful, but he's also honest. And that's my favorite part of the show. Well, other than the fashion shows, I just love it, are the Tim Talks. So
Tim Talks. Oh, I'm compelled.
Yeah, it's so fun. There's three seasons. I'm in the last season. And then hopefully my uncle tells me that the Great British Baking Show is coming back so I can watch that.
Edie, that sounds so fun. And it sounds like a good show to watch in the tub for me. Probably wouldn't watch with my sweetheart, who's, you know, neither into gossip or fashion. But yeah, okay, I love it. Okay, well, speaking of, you know, the little things are everything, the queen of that is, as we probably know, Martha Stewart, because she's all about, you know, being finicky and doing all of these incredible, almost crazy things that she thinks are simple that but maybe are not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I was reading the Us Weekly from April the other day, from the April 3rd Us Weekly, so some time ago, and just some of her tips or some of the things that she likes to do are a little bit pretentious, but some are actually doable, and they are little mm-hmm. things. So I'm going to share a few with you now. Let me see. Number 4. My secret talent is that I can always find a simple, better way to do a household task. Mm. Well, we know that. We know that, Martha. Yeah, and I don't know if it's simpler. I think usually her tips are more complicated. Oh, Martha doesn't waste her time by ever watching a movie more than once. So, you know, there's too many movies to be watched.
Well, that's sad. I cannot tell you how many times I've watched Paddington 2, and I look forward to watching it so many more times.
Okay.
I love
Paddington
2.
Your life is richer. Your life is richer than Martha's, figuratively, anyway.
Yeah, figuratively.
Okay, she does say on a typical Saturday night, you'll find her glued to the TV watching Saturday Night Live. So,
you won't find me doing that.
Okay. But on Sunday afternoons, you'll find her on a nice trail ride with one of her Frisian horses through her farm. Okay, that's not a little thing. That's a big horse, and that's a big investment.
Leia, could you refresh my mind about what this list is? I don't know what we're doing. Like, are you reading a list, or am I?
I'm not reading all of them. The list is 25 things you don't know about me, but there were some tips or tricks in here. Hang on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She likes Oreo cookies. That's her favorite snack. That's
I don't believe it.
Sorry,
I don't believe
it. I'm wasting your time. Hang on. But I do have to say, okay, here, the song that brings back the best memories are I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen.
I'm your man.
Okay, so here are some actual, perhaps, tips. Her favorite cleaning hack, this is the tip, is to use your bath towel to clean your shower after every use. This ensures that you don't use it more than once between cleanings.
Does Martha Stewart have 3 teenage children living with her?
Right.
Yeah.
Does she have 1 washing machine, not 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, we don't even have a dryer at our place in China, so that wouldn't work. But it's not a bad hack, though. I mean, it's simple.
It's not a bad hack, but I feel like you can use a towel more than once, so it's not great for the earth, Martha.
Oh, you're right. So this is a little thing that you shouldn't do. Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't approve of that. Okay. How about this? Here's her other one little thing. One way to guarantee that your guests are having a great time when you're entertaining is to provide great snacking options.
Well, 100%. But what guests?
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, obvi.
This is not deep from Martha. This is not Martha going deep. She must think that the Us readers just are not up to her sophisticated.
Yeah, of course you have to have snacks.
Her own mag,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, of course you have to have good snacks. I mean, what does she have? Doritos in the, you know, in the cupboard for her guests? Or is she creating some, you know, fancy bruschetta with, you know, who knows what?
Well, you know she is.
Tapenades and this and that. Yeah.
Or maybe some edibles with Snoop Dogg. You know, she's doing that now.
She does mention Snoop Dogg in the 25 things that he's like one of her best friends.
Of course.
So
how is that possible?
It's weird, right?
It's
weird.
It's I don't believe it. I don't believe the Oreos.
It's an unlikely friendship.
Yeah. Okay. It's unlikely.
Okay. So I hope I didn't waste your time with the Martha. Yeah. Okay, Martha, maybe the little things are everything, but Martha, your little things are pretty big, and you don't even talk about them in this. So let's just pretend my tip never happened and carry on.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank goodness I'm hearing a campfire.
Oh, and I'm hearing a campfire tune.
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Okay, so today we come to you with a quote from Mel Robbins, and you probably all know who she is. You want to give us a little overview of Mel Robbins, Edie?
She's a very bossy woman who came up with the 5-second rule and is like making so much money for the 5-second rule. Yeah,
it's like second rule. Yeah,
it just means like if you're gonna reach for that big ice cream cone, count 5 seconds, and you probably won't. That's it.
Right. Yeah, that's about it, isn't it? And she's a billionaire.
She's a billionaire. So anyway, Leah, we saw this on her Facebook page, and I like many things about Mel Robbins. You know.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I
like including this. Her glasses.
Yeah, she's you know, but she is very bossy. So sometimes
she is.
I'm
she's
just
super
like
super matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like to be bossed around, but whatevs. Do you want to read this?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is how it goes. The little things are everything. How you spend your mornings, how you talk to yourself, what you read, what you watch, who you share your energy with, who has access to you.
Yes, I 100% agree with Mel that these little things are so important. And, you know, they're actually not that little, but they are little, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're little, but super important, right?
Super important. So, Leah, start us off and talk about, like, how do you spend your mornings, you know?
Let's go aspirational with this and talk about how I want to spend my mornings.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing that well with my mornings right now. And I think that could change everything. These days, what I'm doing is, you know, basically I have my clothes set aside the day before. So that's good. I don't need to think about that because I find that I can stay up for hours thinking about what I'm going to wear rather than just spending 3 minutes and choosing the items before I go to bed. But so that's all done for me. But basically I go to the little room that used to be Charlotte's bedroom, which is now an office / podcasting room. And I put on my, and a makeup room. And I put on my makeup in this mirror that is meant to light up, but it doesn't light up anymore. So I put on the sad light behind it.
Oh,
yeah. You know, the sad light for when you don't get enough light in your life, which is supposed to make you happier. So I actually use that as a compliment to my makeup mirror. So I put on my makeup. My coffee is, I have a new preset coffee maker, which is, you know, great when I remember to preset. So I've got my coffee ready to go. And then usually I look at my messages on my phone, especially from Charlotte, because my eldest daughter is in Vancouver going to university. And so we are 15 hours apart right now, I think. So often when she's sleeping, I'm awake. So I'll wake up and vice versa. So I'll wake up to, you know, 50 messages from her. So I will read the messages from her. I'll often check the news to make sure the world hasn't gone to hell, you know, that I should be going to work because, you know, there hasn't been an apocalypse outside. And so it's not great, Edie. I would like to do better with my mornings. The one thing that I do that is actually very worthwhile is when I get to work, the school nurse, Christina, and I, we do Tai Chi every morning. And we just do, it's an 11-minute session, and it doesn't pull any of my muscles like some workouts do that I spoke about, I believe, in our last podcast.
But with the elderly Japanese woman.
Yes, exactly. So I enjoy this gentle movement. I enjoy mm-hmm. the time with Christine. You know, we have a gentle hug at the end, and I feel like I'm really refreshed and ready to start my day at school after that workout. And sometimes we start a little bit late if our buses arrive late from school or the car or whatever. And then the kids will start coming in while we're doing the Tai Chi. And that's not relaxing because they just look at us and laugh. But usually we do it well before the students have arrived. And I do love that. But I need some inspiration for my mornings, Edie. And I know you're very, very good at your morning routine. So please, please help
yes.
me.
Well, my mornings, Leia, are my favorite time of day. And I have to get up at 4:30 in order for my morning to happen. That's how committed I am. I am committed.
So okay, I can't do that.
Well, can't or won't.
Well, I don't want to. I'm getting up at 4:30. I barely sleep as it is. I'm not getting up at 4:30.
Well, it's not can't. You don't want to do it. So
no, I don't. So that part I'm not inspired by, but carry on.
Okay. Well, let's pretend I'm getting up at 7:30 or 8 or 8:30.
Okay.
Whatever.
No, I get up at 6. 5:45 or 6 is when I get up.
Okay. So I am up at 4:30, and inspired by Mel Robbins, I don't hit my snooze. Because if I snooze...
I've never done that.
You've never hit a snooze?
I don't know how it works, so it's kind of technology and or, you know, ignorance, but I really don't know how to hit a snooze button. So, no, I have never, not once in my life, hit a snooze button. Plus,
oh
as soon as
gosh.
I wake up, I'm just up. Like, I want to get out of my dream state. I just want out of the night. So, yeah, no, so that's not what I do. But anyway, carry on.
Okay, so back to my morning. So I wake up. I don't hit snooze. I kind of float into the kitchen. I feed my cat, and then I make my AeroPress coffee, and I spend 45 minutes at my desk. So I write my gratitude list. I create in my artist journal. I've like brought up all these collage materials next to me. So, because my studio's downstairs. So I draw cards too from all my inspirational angel decks. I'll often leave voice messages for my friends and you.
Waking them up.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm awake. Sometimes I'll just sit and daydream and think. And I think doing this routine, this lovely routine, is why my house is always somewhat of a disaster, Leia.
You're so busy routining.
Well, yeah. I choose to put my energy into this morning routine rather than wiping the bathroom counter because, you know, my bathroom is not sanitary.
You shouldn't share that on the coop. Nobody's going to want to come and visit you ever.
Well, just go to the bathroom before you come over here.
Okay, well, bathroom aside, this is huge, Edie. I mean, this is like a commitment that reaches beyond basically, you're right, what I'm willing to do. That sort of thing I can see myself doing when I come home from work, for example. I could really enjoy that. But I understand how that sets the tone for your day. And Mel encourages us to do this. So, you know.
But you're a night owl and I'm a morning person. So it doesn't make sense for you to do this in the morning. You have to think about when does it make sense for me to do this. When I get home from work, I am cashed. I've been up since 4:30. I am done.
You're ready for bed.
Yeah. So it's all in, you know, your morning routine. Maybe you don't need to say morning routine. You need to say early evening routine.
Okay. I like that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bossy Mel would probably say I need to say morning routine. But I thank you for giving me permission to do those things at another time because I love them all. I really do.
I
just can't do that all in the morning.
No, you are not. Okay. And many people aren't morning people. You know, I just am. So.
Yeah. Okay. Much respect. Okay, so the next one is how you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, lately, and I did on the last podcast, I think I talked about how I'm doing, how you doing lately. So hey. So I've been, you know, massaging my ego a little bit in the mirror and just helping myself feel good. But beyond that, going a little bit deeper, there are a few things, and I can't quite remember, so I can't give credit where credit is due here, but I wrote them down in my notes on my phone, and they come up right away because I want to remember them, and they're becoming a little bit more ingrained now, too. And that is, when I come across something that makes me agitated, either mildly or intensely, I say to myself, this is a resistant thought. And just acknowledging that, right? Like I'm in resistance right now. So I just say, this is a resistant thought, or I think of it. And then the next question I ask myself after that is, what do I need right now? And then I realize, oh, I need to exit this situation, or B, I need to give this person some grace, or C, I need to, go do some journaling or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a resistant thought. What do I do? What do I need right now? It has proven to be quite helpful, actually, because it just brings me back to my inner self a little bit. And it's been really, really good. So the other thing that I'm always telling myself, this message, and I've taught Charlotte, my eldest daughter, does this a lot too, is just to keep repeating this phrase, especially when things don't feel like they're working out, is just saying, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. And I probably say that at least 10 times a day, maybe more. Usually like to myself, not out loud, but just assuring myself that, you know, like it's okay. Like most of this stuff is small potatoes, and think about this in the larger picture. I've got a pretty great life, and I'm just not going to get hung up on the small stuff. And I'm just going to realize that things are going to work out, and things even in this moment are. And so that's been helpful for myself. How do you talk to yourself?
Well, you know, I don't think this is just an area where I probably need the most help with, and I should probably be listening to more of Mel Robbins' bossy podcasts. But, you know, I say horrible things to myself all the time, you know, and it's just garbage because we've talked about this before. I would never talk to anyone, even my worst enemy, the way I talk to myself. So this is just an area for me to highlight and do better in.
Okay. Well, I feel somewhat gratified that you're doing well in the morning routine, and I'm doing better in the how you talk to yourself routine.
Well, you certainly are.
Yeah. I mean, you just, how you doing, you know? Come on, Edie. You're just this amazing person. You are beautiful inside and out. You're so worthwhile. You're making such a difference to your kids, both your children at home, your students, and you bring so much joy to people in your life. Like you are like one of the best people that I know. I adore you. And you are one of the most fun persons that, like, I love spending time with you, and that's why we do this podcast. So come on, get over yourself. You're amazing.
You mean I should stop being upset with my arms, Leia? It's that season of self-talk, self-hatred over my arms. It's so silly. But thank you for all those kind words. And we did a podcast on this a while back, Leia, and I should probably listen to it because, again, you excel in this area and I do not.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's time. Okay. And it's interesting because all of those routines in the morning, maybe you can work some. I feel like you're doing things such that it wouldn't allow you to say these things to yourself.
Yeah.
That stinking thinking comes back, huh?
It does. It comes back.
It does.
I need to spring clean it out of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. And be bossy, be male, and just say, stop. Like, stop yourself every time that it comes up, and then replace it with a better thought.
Actually, Leia, I think that's what we did talk about. And, you know, mm-hmm. I do remember, like, I have to say it out loud to stop the, you know, the chain of thought. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Saying stop it. Out loud. Mm-hmm. Loud. Stop it. Just stop mm-hmm. it, Edie.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I do understand, because I've certainly been there, done that, and do it, still continue to do it sometimes, but I'm mm-hmm. getting better. So, all right. Well, thank you, Mel, for that, how you talk to yourself. The next one is what you read. Now, remember, this is about the little things being
the
everything.
Little things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So lately, I mean, I feel like I read too much news and probably too much celebrity gossip. Mm-hmm. but I have lost my press reader app from school. They discontinued it. So I have many fewer magazines
that no!
I can access now, which is somewhat disappointing, especially from the tips and tricks perspective of the pod, because mm-hmm. we were getting some really great
yes, those British ones
from the United Kingdom.
Oh, those
so
are
that
good.
Is a bummer. That's bummer. A bummer. Now we have like Martha Stewart, right? But and Us Magazine. Oh dear. So what you read. Yeah. So my magazine reading time has been, you know, abrogated a mm-hmm. little bit. So that's good. Mm-hmm. And I have been reading less news. So that's also good. Mm-hmm. I tend to do. I don't listen to news and I don't watch news. So that's mm-hmm. already a really good thing, I think. And I'm reading less of it. And it's just... I don't want to do the doom scrolling in the morning about like what's happening, and you know, I want to sort of keep up on things and have a basic idea, and mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, put the world aside, because I know we can be actionable when we know what's happening in the world. So I can't entirely put it aside, but I don't need to spend hours reading the news mm-hmm. every day, for sure. I have more time now for reading some really great fiction that is not dystopian.
Yeah.
And some nonfiction, too. So I'm reading actually a good nonfiction book right now called The Kingdom of Prep. Mm-hmm. The inside story of the rise and fall of J. Crew by mm. Maggie Bullock. And that's actually a really interesting read about, you know, catalogs and, you know, in the 80s, and about, you know, being preppy and what that looked like and how that's changed over time. So mm-hmm. I'm quite fascinated with that. And I think that's giving me, it's not a waste of my time, let's say. I don't think any reading really is a waste
no.
of one's time.
Mm-mm.
But, and I can I just recommend one other book, Edie?
Sure.
I should save it for a read, watch, or listen, but I can't because it's so good. It's an adult graphic novel and it's called Couch Fiction. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but so I can't tell you the author, but you can just like go to Amazon and find it, and I'll put it in the show notes. So this is so cool. So it's a graphic novel. So for those of you who are not reading, I know because Edie and I are middle school teachers, we know a lot about graphic novels, but think about a comic book but with more words and probably a deeper plot, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this graphic novel is about therapy. And so there's quite a bit of writing beneath the pictures, and there's also like lots of talking in the bubbles. But it's about a therapist, a woman therapist, and her client who has who's getting therapy for shoplifting. And it talks from you hear her therapy voice saying, you know, oh, I'm going to decide to use this technique because, and then his thought, like, I don't want to share with her and da, 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 da. And it takes you through the entire sort of, like you see things from a therapist's perspective and also from a client's perspective. And it's super informative and interesting, and it makes me kind of want to do some, give some therapy, but also do some therapy. I loved this book, and I shared it with my bestie Claire, who actually is a counselor in addition to being a teacher, and she also said, like, this is such an amazing read, and it gives such a great insight into people, for people who are considering any form of therapy, but also so interesting to be able to explain what it looks like. So, called Couch Fiction.
All right.
Yeah. And it's really quick. Like, Don read it on the plane to Hong Kong like a month ago. He was sitting snoozing, and I'm like, hey, open up my iPad. I've got this book. And he read it, you know, in an hour. So it's not a long read, but very informative, super interesting. What about you?
Well, I only read books that I 100% enjoy, and I have
so
no
abandon.
I abandon them right and left. I don't like the characters, I'm just done with the book. Yeah. And, I rarely buy books now unless I'm like sure about them, and I get just a stack of books from the library. And so I think that's the little thing. I'm no longer finishing a book. I've been known to, like, abandon a book at page 450. I can just be done.
Yeah. I mean, you've spent a lot of time. You've invested a lot of time by that point.
Yeah. So why invest more?
That's such a good tip to do. And we tell our students this all the time, too. It's fine to abandon a book. There are billions and billions of books to read, so why waste your time reading something you don't want to read, right? That doesn't resonate with you. Mm-hmm. So that's a little tip that can amount to a big savings of time, and not just time saving, but that can bring you to inspiration to something that you really do love.
Yep.
So, love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. What have you liked that you've read recently?
I'm reading a book. I don't know what it's called. It's some of the chapters are narrated by an octopus. It's like called Remarkably Bright Creatures or something. It's for my book club, and I love it. My friend Megan in our book club recommends the best books, and she recommended this one, and I cannot wait to get back to it. And another book that I've really liked is The Four Winds by Kristen Hannah. I just feel like that was a perfect book. The main character was, like, resilient, likable, and I learned a lot about the Dust Bowl.
So, all right. When you learn about things in a book, right?
That's so great.
When it's fiction, but you learn. I do love historical fiction. I think it's probably my favorite genre. So
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay. So Mel Robbins also talks about, and remember, this is, let me scroll to what does she say? So the little things are everything. So how you're spending your time, basically. Mm-hmm. So what are you watching? Let's see, what am I watching lately? I have been, I tend to, this is a habit, for when I need cheering up, I watch Mary Tyler Moore. She's on Hulu and probably lots of other places too. Mary Tyler Moore always cheers me up. That is a little habit that I have established for myself. Like, what can I watch if I'm not feeling great? And that's always going to bring me back into some good feeling, good feeling stuff. So absolutely. Don and I are watching the new season of Succession right now. And I find that little time that I spend with Don, watching, we always have a show going on, and we watch together in bed, and sometimes he makes me popcorn, though I'm not snacking in the evenings usually now, so it's not quite as gratifying, but anyway, you know, that little habit that we have of watching something together is great. So we always make sure we have a show or two going. Oh, and I want to throw in, before it becomes super popular and every podcast is talking about it, The Diplomat is meant to be really, really good. It's on Netflix right now. So I think that's going to be our new show while we're continuing to watch Succession, because they're only releasing one a week.
Okay.
Yeah. And a little thing that we watch as a family, we always actually that I think that's a beautiful thing. And I know you do this with your kids, too, is you find a show and you watch it together. You set aside the time to do it together. Mm-hmm. And right now for us, that's Ted Lasso. Emily loves Ted Lasso so much. And I would say I more than tolerate Ted Lasso. I really enjoy it. But I enjoy it even more knowing how much Emily loves this show. Mm-hmm. And so the three of us, you know, whenever a new episode comes out, we watch. And we actually just finished rewatching the second season to prepare for the third because we just wanted to know the characters more deeply. And so I just feel like that quality time together, and then we have things to chat about. And I feel like we learn stuff from it as well that applies to our own lives so we can reference it later. I think that's a little thing that's kind of a big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with watching the little things, like, as general rules, I don't watch things that are too violent unless I'm watching a Nick Cage movie. Unless I'm watching Face Off. Yeah. And I also don't watch things that have too much cursing in them. It doesn't make me happy. And I don't even care if it's like a highly wonderful show. It isn't wonderful to me.
I don't even notice.
Oh, I really don't like it. So like with the little things, I like my wholesome shows. I just do.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you really do. I know. Your Great British Bake Off, your Pottery Throwdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like watching those. What I really wish is that soap operas were still a thing, Leia, because I watched General Hospital for over 25 years. And Tim and I even watched it when we were in Korea, even though it was 3 months behind. And I remember
on ATM television, right? The Air Force base, or rather the base television.
Yes. Oh, and they would be celebrating Christmas, you know, in March. And Tim would be on the roof, like adjusting our illegal antenna. And it just brought me such joy, you know, how hilarious soap operas were. I just loved them.
Are there still soap operas, or is it just all reality TV?
No, General Hospital is still running, but I'm just not watching, you know, that time is gone. Okay. That time is gone. Okay. I also don't watch things that make me feel like nervous at all. Like I like The Mandalorian because I know it's Disney and everything's fine in the end, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So. No, I get that. No, that's good. Okay. Okay. So Mel also talks about who you share your energy with. And I believe we talked about this a little bit in the last episode that we recorded too. I share my energy with my family, of course, especially my daughters. You know, Edie, aside from podcasting with you and us being on the phone while we're doing it, I am not a person who talks on the phone or who does video chats or anything like that. But since Charlotte has moved to Vancouver for university, I am constantly video chatting and calling her. I mean, several times a day, she'll interrupt my teaching. You know, there'll be this, and she'll be trying to call me. And I'm like, Charlotte, I'm teaching. I cannot do this right now. But, you know, we talk four or five times a day quite often. And I love sharing my energy with her. And this is something that I have always dreaded. Like, I have a real hang up about phone calls or video calls and since being online for, you know, how many years, Zoom calls, I don't want to Zoom with people or have a video chat with them. But with Charlotte, I love it. I don't even think about it. It's just, of course I want to talk to her, right? So totally share my energy with her. I love it when Emily makes time for me. She's in grade 11 now, and she's sort of coming back to us. You know, it's like that age where, for a few years she was, you know, more more reclusive and more with her friends and, you know, a little bit embarrassed of us. And now, like, she's back. And it's just so great that she's agreeing to share her energy with us, too. Mm-hmm. But I love that so much. With Don, my sweetheart, I feel like, yes, of course I want to share my energy with him. I feel like I could do better. I think that we're doing too much planning these days. It's like, let's figure out our summer. Let's figure out like our move and da-da-da-da-da-da. And there needs to be just more like energizing, like fun times together. So yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Good times, right? Because really, you know, what else do you have, right? Like, let's just make it a good time. So, I like to share my energy with my students, of course. And yeah, when I'm at school, I want to be completely present for my students. And I think that's fun. And I think they love that too, that we can just, you can tell when your teacher is there for you. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, just sharing my energy, I think, again, you talked about this in the last podcast, too, with that those people in your life, like at work, for example, that give you energy back, right? So I tend not to spend a lot of time in the staff room because too many people gives me a little bit of sensory overload. And I've learned, Edie, actually, that I'm HSP. I have a label for myself. I learned it from an Oprah magazine the other day.
Oh.
HSP. Do you know what it stands for? You know it?
HSP.
Yeah.
I don't
Highly
know.
Sensitive person.
Oh, shocking.
Meaning I'm prone. I'm prone to sensory overload, particularly with sound and also with light. Like I can only deal with, you know, warm light. I can't stand fluorescence and just like sound bouncing off of things. Cannot deal with sound situations, which is shocking that I'm able to be a teacher. But so, you know, I tend to stay with my small, close group of friends at school, just because I'm not overwhelmed, right? And I can give my complete attention to them rather than being like bouncing off the walls because I'm like agitated by all the sound and light. So that's where I'm at with who I'm sharing my energy with. And
I'm just thinking of how much you would have hated the concert that I went to last week.
I would have died. I would have walked out.
There was quite a light show. And, you know, I think their first set, which was almost 2 hours, was 6 songs.
Yeah, I would have died. Mm-hmm. Cannot do. I can't go to concerts. I know that.
Oh, okay.
I know that about me.
All right. Well, let's see. So this question is who you share your energy with. And I think that we should just flip it and say, who should you not share your energy with?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So I just don't want to share my energy with people who aren't living a life of passion and purpose and fun. People who have no hobbies and interests beyond Netflix are super boring to me.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get it. Though I do love my Netflix, but
yeah, yes. But you have things in addition too. There are people out there, Leia, like that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I love that. I love you flipping that.
Flipping it.
Okay, you could monetize that. So Mel Robbins, we've got another way of looking at this.
I know. If Mel Robbins can make millions on the 5-second rule, I could do. Who should you not share your energy with in 10 seconds or something? I don't know.
Right? Go make an ebook right now.
It's not hard. So I also feel like the next one is the same thing. Dear Mel was a little redundant. You know, who you share your energy with and who has access to you.
Right. Same people, right?
It's the same people, you know.
You're right.
My kids do have access to me up to a point, but, you know, there are many evenings when I have had enough of them, Leia. I've been driving them here and there, and they're just like, you know. And
Done.
It's like, goodbye, and I'll go in my room, close the door. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put something in the air fryer, kids. You're on your own.
Frying it up tonight. Yeah, I am also quite an introvert. I get my energy from being alone.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm always available for my friends, like 24/7. And my cat, Leah, how can this be? Like, no matter how many times I see her during the day, I'm always so excited to see that sweet little face. I just love her.
Millie.
It's like, what is wrong with me? I just love that cat. So.
No, that's so good. I mean, I think our pets are completely energizing. And they're little things, too.
Your little kitty.
Well, your kitty's quite big, but she's
huge.
In the scheme of things, and in the name of our podcast, little things are everything.
Yeah.
Millie is everything.
She is everything. And I don't know how to get her to lose weight, Leia. She only has a half a cup of kibble every day. And people must think I'm like, you know, opening up the refrigerator and pouring her cream. I can't help it. I just love her.
Oh, okay. I love it. Okay. And on that,
it's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Okay. So this week, your challenge is to think about how you can shift up the little things in your life to feel better about stuff, right? We're not going to boss you around with this, but like Mel. But, you know, what little things can you do that will improve your life?
So every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a fun place to chat with other listeners and to, you know, get little glimpses into my life and Leia's life. You can also give your opinions and recommendations. Or, you know, I feel like people have more to say about Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Keep talking about Laura Ingalls Wilder. And as a little tidbit, a preview, my sister and I are going to do some podcasts this summer when I'm back in North America on the Anne of Green Gables series. So then we can really be mixing it up with the Canadian and the American, you know, two. They're not equivalent, but, you know, they're kind of in the same genre. So
I cannot wait to hear you talk about Mrs. Lynde and then Gilbert and then, Matthew. Gilbert, like, Blythe. You will have Marilla.
Right? Marilla. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
Sadly, you don't have a Pa character, an insane Pa character in that book. Thank goodness.
We've got some other insanity. Don't you worry. you'll find the insanity.
Okay, good.
Lucy Maud Montgomery's books. We'll find it for you. And meantime, the other thing on the coop that's really fun is that Edie's Uncle Paul, and he's our honorary Uncle Paul to all of you on the Chit Chat Coop. I think he would agree. He loves to post little memes about chicks.
Chickens.
Chickens. It's very fun chicken memes that we love. So, you know, come if only to enjoy that.
Yeah. I always tell Uncle Paul he's the people's uncle. You know how Lady Diana was the people's princess? He's the people's uncle.
Mm-hmm. He is. Love Uncle Paul. I want to meet him this summer. I've never met Uncle Paul. So this is the summer to meet Uncle Paul.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing that, Uncle Paul?
Of course he is. He never misses an episode.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course, the Chit Chat Coop.
We'd also love a review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you are listening on. Helps more people find us, which we would greatly appreciate.
Thanks, Leia, for being the producer.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.